This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. US Vice President J.D. Vance met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi last evening. Mr. Vance was accompanied by his wife Usha, their children and senior members of the US administration. Mr. Modi also hosted a dinner for the visiting dignitary. The PM fondly recalled his visit to Washington, D.C. in February this year and his fruitful discussions with President Trump, which laid down the roadmap for close cooperation between India and the US, leveraging the strengths of Make America Great Again and Viksit Bharat 2047. Mr. Modi and Mr. Vance reviewed and positively assessed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation. They welcomed the significant progress in the negotiations for a mutually beneficial India-US bilateral trade agreement focused on the welfare of the people of the two countries. They also noted continued efforts towards enhancing cooperation in energy, defense, strategic technologies and other areas. Meanwhile, the US Vice President has reached Jaipur and he will stay there for 3 days. PM Modi has said that the quality in governance is determined by how deeply schemes reach the people and their real impact on the ground. Addressing civil servants on the occasion of 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi emphasized the need to keep a close eye on global challenges in this rapidly changing time. He said food, water and energy security still remains a big challenge, particularly for the global south. Mr. Modi outlined India's ambitious goals for the coming years, including energy security, clean energy, advancements in sports and achievements in space exploration. Underscoring the immense responsibility on civil servants to ensure that India becomes the world's third largest economy at the earliest, PM urged them to prevent any delays in achieving this critical objective. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has stated that providing affordable and quality health care to every poor person in the country is a priority of the central government. Mr. Nadda said this while chairing a breakaway session titled Promoting Swasth Bharat through Ayushman Bharat PM Jan Arogya Yojana and Ayushman Arogya Mandir. During the Civil Services Day celebrations in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Nadda highlighted that the government's expenditure on healthcare has increased from 29% in 2014 to 48% now, leading to decline in out-of-pocket expenditure of people. Khadi and village industry sector, which empowers the spirit of self-reliance in the country, has touched new heights in the last 11 years under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Releasing the provisional data of khadi and village industries for the financial year 2024-25, Chairman Khadi and Village Industries Commission, KVIC Manoj Kumar, said in New Delhi East that it has set a new record of production, sales and new employment generation. Union Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal has called upon the young civil servants to think innovatively and adopt out-of-the-box approaches to tackle critical challenges like urban transportation. The minister said this while chairing a session on strengthening urban transport at the 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi. The minister called upon urban planners and policymakers to design cities where residential colonies are located near workplaces, promoting the walk-to-work culture. Tributes have poured in from around the world following the demise of Pope Francis yesterday at his residence in Vatican's Casa Santa Marta at the age of 88 after a prolonged illness. He was the first Latin American pontiff in the history of the Roman Catholic Church. Leaders worldwide, including PM Modi along with officials from the European Commission, Russia, France and the United Kingdom, have paid tribute to the late Pope. In India, the government has declared 3 days of state mourning as a mark of respect. 2 days of mourning will be observed today and tomorrow, with an additional day on the day of the funeral. Indian shooter Simranpreet Kaur Brar won her first international medal with a silver in the women's 25-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Cup in Lima, Peru. She scored 33 hits in the final, just one behind China's Sun Yuji, who claimed gold. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 39 runs at Eden Gardens. Batting first, Gujarat posted 198 for 3, powered by skipper Shubman Gill's 90 of 55 balls. At the National Federation Senior Athletics competition, Sachin Yadav clinched the men's javelin throw title with a superb 83.86-meter effort in Kochi. His winning throw came in the fifth round. Yashveer Singh secured silver with a best of 80.85 meters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.